Psalm 4. This is reading of God's Word. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for precious time of hearing of your word. We pray that by the work of your Spirit, that your word will be preached correctly, and that your word will be understood by your people, that they will have faith, they will desire to obey. Let all of us who hear your word be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us meet your Son through your word. Let us have that sweet fellowship of heaven with him as we hear your word. Bless us and receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 4, the title reads, For the Choir Director on Stringed Instruments, a Psalm of David. Thus, the author of this psalm is the King David. And we believe that Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 are related psalms. We believe that the historical backgrounds for both psalms are the same. The insurrection or treason of Absalom against his own father, King David. And if Psalm 3 is a morning prayer, as we read Psalm 3, verse 5, I lay down and sleep, and I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. If Psalm 3 is a morning prayer, then Psalm 4 is an evening prayer. Psalm 4, verse 4, tremble and do not sin, meditate in your heart upon your bed, and be still. And verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. And Psalm 5, which we'll look at next Lord's Supper, Lord's Day, is again a morning prayer. If you read Psalm 5, verse 3, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. Verse 1 says, Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. David is praying to a faithful God. God who answered and helped him before. And God is now, David is now positive that God will again answer and help him now. If we read verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. We are able to see that David is praying with certainty and confidence. He is praying to God, who is God of his righteousness. David understands and believes that the source of his righteousness is God himself. Of course, God does not hear the prayers of people without righteousness. But David knows that the righteousness that he has is not from himself. Let us go to Romans chapter 4. Let me read to you from verse 4. Romans 4, verse 4. Now to the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness, just as David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. So here we see that David understands that the righteousness that he has is not from himself, but it is from God. He knows that his righteousness is not the result of his good works. As Paul has said in Philippians 3, well, let's go there together again. So precious verses. Read from verse 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. David here in our psalm is praying, looking forward to Jesus Christ. That is reason why he is confident as he prays to God. In verse 3, we hear him say, the Lord hears when I call to him. Anyone who has righteousness of God, he is able to have this confidence. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Verse 2, the O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Now from verse 2, David speaks to the people of this world, the people who desire this sinful world. O sons of men, how long will my honor become reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? These people who love this world, who desire this sinful world, they mock the believers and their faith. They trash the truth. They scorn it. They turn believers' glory into shame. They ruin believers' reputation. Absalom and his followers reproach and criticize King David. They love what is worthless. King Solomon has said, all the things under the sun, thus all of this fallen world, are vanity of vanities. Meaningless, utterly meaningless. But they love this world. They love to seek what is false. Because to accept the truth, they must also forsake this world. But David continues, verse 3, but know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Even if the world hates the believers, God has set them apart. God has chosen them out of this world and sin. The godly man. Psalm 50, verse 5, according to that verse, godly man is someone as follows. Gather my godly ones to me, God says, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Those are the godly ones. The godly ones, the holy ones, the set apart ones, the chosen ones. They have been set apart from this world and sinned by God. They have become the holy ones by the one and for all perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God hears prayers of these holy ones. God receives these godly ones to himself. And David continues to speak to the people who desires what is worthless. Verse 4, tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Tremble. Stand in awe. Tremble before the greatness, the majesty, the eternal, infinite, and unchangeable power and glory of God. Do not sin against him. And when it is quiet, when you are about to sleep, meditate in your heart. Examine yourselves. Learn in silence how great our God is and how sinful we are. Verse 5, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Worship with true righteousness. Not just outwardly worship, as some does even on this Lord's Day. Not trusting one's own righteousness of their own works. Worship with the righteousness that only come with faith in Jesus Christ. Trust Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord. Trust only the Lord. In verse 6a, many are saying, who will show us any good? Many are saying, who will show us any good? Not only the non-believers speak the foolish things, but even the believers speak as if they do not have faith. Who will change our sufferings and difficulties? Who will bring to us better days? They desire what is seen. They desire the sinful world. And these kind of people, they do not have satisfaction. More they desire this world, less satisfaction they have. No contentment in their hearts. But look what David does. David desires God himself. He desires the smiling face of God. Verse 6b, Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. God being pleased with us, God smiling at us, isn't that enough for you and for me? God's blessing in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 is described this way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. If God's glory that is in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ shines on us, then you and I, we are complete. We're full of joy. And verse 7, David says, you have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine abound. This joy that God has put in my heart, this gladness that God has put in my heart, is far greater than any joy that this world can offer to us. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this is what our religion is all about. God has put gladness in our hearts. Did you know that Christians are happy people? They are joyous people. Not because that our grain and new wine abound, but because God is smiling at us. Because His glory is shining upon our faces. Christians possess joy that is far greater than any joy that this world can offer to us. Do you know how the Bible describes God's judgment, God's curse? Well, in many ways, the Bible describes God's judgment, but one way is that there is no more joy. How can a Christian in this day and age live unhappy, live without joy, if he understands the gospel? If he understands what has happened. Go to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 34. Description of God's judgment, God's curse. Then I will make to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will become a ruin. The voice of joy and gladness will cease. Chapter 16, Jeremiah. Let's read just one more verse. 16, verse 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to eliminate from this place, before your eyes and in your time, the voice of rejoicing and the voice of gladness, the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. That is what hell is all about. No joy, no gladness, just eternal pain, eternal torment. But brothers and sisters, you have been saved out of all that. God God has filled your hearts with joy of salvation, joy of knowing God. You and I, we are blessed ones. Go to Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51, verse 3. Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and her wilderness he will make like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and sound of a melody. Your salvation is described this way. Joy and gladness will be found in you. Verse 11. So the ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion. And everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Understand what kind of salvation has come to you. Isaiah 65 verse 18 says, But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I created Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, for rejoicing, and her people, the citizens of that great kingdom, for gladness. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, do you know this joy? Do you know what David is talking about when he says, God, you have put gladness in my heart? The joy of salvation, more precious than our lives. And this joy is not dependent upon this world and things of the world. It really doesn't matter how much we have or how much we do not have. It doesn't matter how much we're sick or not sick, how much we're healthy. This joy does not depend on those things. You and I are not happy just because things are going well for us in this world. Just because your grades are going up, or your salary is going up, or things are gathering more and more. That is not why we're joyous. That's the world. That's not our religion. Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 4b says, I am overflowing with joy in all our affliction. Do you understand? Paul says we are overflowing with joy in all our affliction. Do you understand what that is? Habakkuk chapter 3, let's go there. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exalt in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places. Thus, David writes the last verse, verse 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. In peace I lie down and sleep. No worries, no anxiety, always peace, nothing to be afraid, always the sense of safety. God enables us to live this way, brothers and sisters. This is your life. Only God is able to make us this way. Alone with God. Joy with Him. Nothing really matters. Seriously, brothers and sisters, nothing else really matters. And this is a true picture of true Christians. But Luke chapter 24, verse 44b, Jesus says, all things which are written about me in the Psalms. This is the Psalm of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who God the Father has chosen and set apart. He is the only godly one. He is the only holy one. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 26, for it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heaven. But when he came to save his people, the sinners turned his glory into shame. They mocked him. They scorned him. The people who desired this world rejected him and persecuted him. But Jesus lived a perfect righteous life for his people and sacrificed himself as the once and for all perfect sacrifice for their sins. Jesus, he perfectly trusted in his Father. His Father was his joy. The fellowshipping with his Father was his joy. The light of his Father's countenance was always upon him. At his baptism, we hear the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus rejoiced in his Father always. He enjoyed his Father always. Psalm 16, verse 8 through 10 says, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, God the Father says to God the Son, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. But brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, this is also your psalm. This is also our psalm. We have been set apart from this world and sinned by God. John 15 verse 16a and verse 19 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. In Jesus Christ, you and I, we are the godly ones, the holy ones. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. But remember, 2 Timothy verse chapter 3, verse 12 says, indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. The world turns our glory in Jesus Christ into shame. They mock our faith. But God has put into our hearts the unspeakable joy full of glory. God has given us the life of Jesus Christ, the life of heaven, the life fellowshipping with God forever and ever, the life full of joy. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ Himself, He dwells in our hearts. He is our joy. That is why our hearts are filled with joy. Thus Paul says to us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. In Jesus Christ, our God is God of our righteousness. We have confidence that our God will hear our prayers. No matter how difficult our situation is, we are able to, in peace, lie down and sleep. We sense the perfect safety in Jesus Christ. No fear. No need to be afraid. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown His in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The light of His countenance is shining upon you and upon me. He smiles at you now and forever. 3:17. I don't get tired of this reading this verse. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. But how did this reality accomplish? How is it that our God is smiling at sinners, filthy sinners like you and me? Because on the cross, the Father turned His face away from His Son, whom He loves. Because on that cross, our Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins. The Father, who are always smiling at His own Son, had to turn His face away as He received all the punishment and judgment that you and I deserve to receive. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, as you come to the table of the Lord, as you come, see how your God lifts up the light of His countenance upon you. See how your God is smiling at you. And as you come, sense, because it is true, sense how He fills your heart with gladness. Come and eat and drink with your God, and in peace, rest in Him. Rest from sin, rest from this world, rest from the sufferings and persecutions and misunderstanding, the mocking, insults. Rest in peace. He hears your prayers and He receives you, for He has chosen you and He has set you apart from this world and sin. Come and see what He has done for you and be certain of how much He loves you. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ. In Him, You are our God of our righteousness. And in Him, we are certain that You will hear our prayers. We thank You that You have put gladness in our hearts, unspeakable joy, the joy of heaven, joy of knowing God. And Father, in Jesus Christ, we lie down and sleep. We have perfect security, safety. We rest in You. We thank You, God. And as we come to Your table, let us see what You have done for us, and doubt anymore how much You love us. Bless Your people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.